Perek Dalet. Umordechai Yoda es kol asher naso. And Mordechai knew all that had been done. Rashi explains that it was told to Mordechai in a dream that it was agreed upon in Shemayim that the Jews should be punished for the averos of bowing down to the idol in the time of Nebuchadnezzar and for enjoying the seuda of Achashverosh. So the pasuk is saying that Mordechai knew everything that was decreed upon them from Shemayim. Vayikra Mordechai is begodov. And Mordechai ripped his clothing, vayilbash sakvo efer, and he clothed himself with sackcloth and ashes. Vayetze b'tzoich ha'ir, and he went out into the middle of the city, vayizak ze'oko gedoylo umoro, and he screamed a great and bitter scream. Zok Rashi u'Mordechai yoda, and Mordechai knew, bal ha'chaloim omar loy, the master of dreams told him. He was told by means of a dream, she'eskimu ha'alyoinim al-kach, that the upper realms in Shemayim, they agreed to this decree, lefi she'eshtachavu latzelem b'mein Nebuchadnezzar, because they bow down to an idol in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, v'shenenu mi'seudas Achashverosh, and because they enjoyed the seuda of Achashverosh. For those two averis, it was agreed upon in Shemayim to bring this terrible decree on Klal Yisrael. The question arises, what caused Rashi to say that it was told to him in a dream and not through Nevuah? One teretz is brought down in Sefer V'Dibarta Bom in the name of Rav Chanoich Henach Me'Alexander, that the Medrash says on this pasuk, U'Mordechai Yoda es kol asher na'aso. Mordechai knew all that was being done. All is alluding to that Mordechai knew the decree and also the outcome of the decree, that the outcome would be good and Haman would die. However, since this was told to him in a dream, and the Gemara says, Ein chaloyim beloy devarim betelim, every dream has some parts that are incorrect and meaningless. Therefore, Rashi writes that Mordechai was distressed because his knowledge came through a dream. And since not everything in a dream is true, perhaps it was correct that a decree was issued, while the favorable outcome was incorrect. So the fact that it was made known to him through a dream was the cause of his distress. Another explanation why Rashi does not say that he knew it through a nevuah is because nevuah is a higher form of prophecy, and it only dwells on a person when he is besimcha. And since the pasuk said earlier, v'ho'ir shushan lo'voicha, everyone was in a state of confusion, it could not be through a nevuah, but rather only through a chaloim. The pasuk said that Mordechai screamed a za'oka gedoyla umara, a great and bitter scream. The Medrash tells us that this scream of Mordechai was midah keneged midah, for Yaakov causing Esav to scream. As it says in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov took the brachas which Yitzchak intended to give to Esav, and when Esav realized what had transpired, the pasuk says, Vayitzak tzo'oko gedoylo umara. Esav screamed a great and bitter scream. Therefore, mido keneged mido, Mordechai, a descendant of Yaakov, screamed a za'oko gedoylo umara. Even though Yaakov was following his mother Rivka's instructions to take the brachas, so why was he held accountable? Yifei Anaf, quoted in Eitz Yosef, answers that despite Yaakov's innocence, it is inappropriate for a tzaddik to be a vehicle for someone else's pain. Since Yaakov had a hand in Esav's distress, Hashem saw fit to hold him accountable through his children, and therefore Mordechai screamed, Ze'oko gedoylo umara. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that after Haman had the evil decree written and signed, Mordechai met three children returning home from yeshiva and asked them, what did you learn today? The first child quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, Paragimel Pasuk Chaf Hei, Al tira mi pachat pisoim, do not fear sudden terror. The second one mentioned the pasuk in Yeshaya, Utsu Eitza Vesufar, they will make plans, but it will be foiled. Dabru Davar Vilayakum, they will discuss plans, but it will not materialize. Ki imanu kale, because Hashem is with us. The third child quoted also a pasuk in Yeshaya, Va'ad zikna ani hu, until old age I am with you, Va'ad seva ani espoil, and even when I am on in years, I will sustain you, Va'amalet, and I will deliver you. Upon hearing this, Mordechai was very happy. And we must understand what exactly these three children were telling Mordechai with each one of their psukim. And the Vilna Gaon explains that Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael on three different occasions. The first time, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were suddenly attacked by Amalek. Like the Pasuk says in Parashas Ki Tse, Asher Korcho Baderech, they happened upon you on the way. They attacked suddenly. After all, who would have thought that a nation would attack Klal Yisrael after all the Nisan that was done with them in Mitzrayim? Years later, Amalek again attempted to wage war against Klal Yisrael. However, they were afraid that Klal Yisrael would daven to Hashem that Amalek should be given over into their hands. Therefore, they spoke the language of Canaan in a hope that Klal Yisrael would daven that the Canaanim should be given over into their hands and not the Amalekim. The third time was over here with Haman. Haman, a descendant of Amalek, planned to annihilate the Jewish people. Mordechai understood the words of the first child, Al tiro mi pachat pisoim, do not fear the sudden terror, an allusion to Amalek's first attack that was pisoim suddenly. The second child's message, Darbu davar velayokum, they will speak but it will not materialize, was that regardless of which language Amalek would speak, Darbu davar, any language they would speak, layokum, it would not materialize because Imanu Kael, Hashem is with us. When Haman discussed his evil plans for the Jews with his advisors, they told him, don't be a fool. Whenever someone tried to harm Klal Yisrael, their God came to help them and destroyed the enemy. Stay away from them before you will end up in the same predicament as the others. Haman told them, there's nothing to fear. Hashem is old and weak and he can't help them anymore. Mordechai understood the words of the third child as a message from Hashem. Ve'ad zikna, even though Haman thinks I am old, ani hu, I have not changed, and I will carry, sustain, and always be with Klal Yisrael forever. And it is because of these three psukim that Mordechai rejoiced, because these three psukim are alluding to the three times where Klal Yisrael will be victorious over Amalek. And the pasuk continues, pasuk beis, Vayovoy ad lifnei sha'ar hamelech, and Mordechai came as far as before the gate of the king. Ki ein lovei al shar hamelech b'levush sok, because it is not proper to come before the gate of the king clothed with sackcloth. Zok Rashi ki ein lovei, ein derech eretz lovei. It is not proper to come el shar hamelech to the gate of the king b'levush sok, clothed with sackcloth. Although Mordechai could have put on his finest attire so that he can enter the palace and speak to Esther face to face, and could have saved the sackcloth for later. However, the Lekach Tev explains that Mordechai knew that tefillah was the strongest weapon of the Jewish people. Before one begins his personal efforts, he first has to daven to Hashem. Just like Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayishlach, when he faced Esav, he prepared himself for war and with a present. However, before anything, he first davened to Hashem. Here too, the first thing that Mordechai did was to daven, even if that meant that he could not speak directly to Esther. Pasuk Gimel, Uvechol Medina Umedina, and in every province, Mekoyim Asher Devar HaMelech V'dosei Magia, any place that the word of the king and his decree reached, Evel Godol LaYehudim, there was a great mourning for the Jews, Vitzoyim, fasting, Uvechi, and crying, Umispeid, and wailing, Sakvo Efer, sackcloth and ashes, Yutzal Rabim, were spread out to the masses. According to this pshat, Larabim means to the masses. However, others learn, Rabim means the prominent rich people. They too fasted and mourned. Some learn, Rabim is referring to the leaders, who were the first to mourn. Yosef Lekach explains, Rabim means Rishus HaRabim. The mourning took place in public, rather than in private. Zok Rashi, Devar HaMelech V'dosoi, when the king's decree reached the province, Kishashluchim Noisei HaSvarim Oivrim Shom, when the couriers, the ones who were carrying the letters, reached there, Nitno Hados Ba'ir, that's when the decree was given in that city, and the Jews in that city started to cry and to mourn. And the pasuk continues, pasuk Dalet, Vatavoina Na'arois Esther, and the maidens of Esther came, Visariseho, and her chamberlains, Vayagidulo, and they told her about Mordechai and his sackcloth, Vatischalchal Hamalka Ma'oid, and the queen was very afraid. Vatishlach begodim, and she sent clothing. Lahalbish as Mordechai, to dress Mordechai, as Alshuch explains, so that Mordechai could enter the palace and speak to her personally. Ulahasir sakame olov, and to remove his sackcloth from upon him. Veloy kibel. However, Mordechai did not accept this. As Malbim explains, he did not want to stop davening even for a moment in order not to appear that he was relying on a human being and not on Hashem. The Pasuk said, Vatischalchal Esther. The simple meaning of Vatischalchal is from a lashon of chil, fear, as in the Pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, chil ochaz yoshevei peloshes. A fear grabbed a hold of the people of Peloshes. So too over here, Vatischalchal Esther, Esther became frightened. However, since the Pasuk uses a double form of the verb, Vatischalchal, the Gemara interprets it to come from the word chalulim, which means cavities. When Esther heard about Mordechai's activities, she felt an effect on certain cavities of her body, causing them to loosen. According to Rav, it caused her to become a nida, and according to Rabbi Yirmiyah in the Gemara, it caused her stomach to loosen. Pasuk Hey, Vatikra Esther lahasoch, and Esther called to Hasoch, who was Hasoch? Misorisei HaMelech, one of the officials of the king, Asher Hemed Lefoneho, which Achashverosh set up before her. Vatitzaveu HaMordechai, and she commanded him to go to Mordechai, Lodas Mazeh Ve'al Mazeh, to know what this is and why this is. And the Gemara tells us that Hasoch was Daniel. There is a machloikis why he was called Hasoch. According to Rav, Hasoch is from a lashon of chotach, to cut down, shechotchuhu migdulasai, because he was cut down from his greatness. Achashverosh demoted him from his high position that he had in the courts of the previous kings, by Koresh, Daryavesh, and Balshetzar. According to Shmuel, Hasoch is from the root chotach, which means to decide. Shekol divrei malchus nechtochin al piv. All royal affairs were decided by him. Lodas mazeh v'al mazeh. The Gemara in Megillah explains that what Esther meant by these words, Lodas mazeh v'al mazeh, was that she wanted to know if the tzara came upon Klal Yisrael because they transgressed the laws of the Torah, which is represented by the Luchos. And concerning the Luchos, it says, Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. They were written through and through on both sides. Lodas mazeh v'al mazeh. Were the Jews over the Torah, which was written on the Luchos, that it says about the Luchos, Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. Mazeh v'al mazeh is an allusion to the Luchos, which it says about them, Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. Pasuk Vav, Vayetze Hasoch el Mordechai, and Hasoch went out to Mordechai, el Rechovo Ir, to the city square, Asher Lefnei Shahar HaMelech, which was before the king's gate. And Me'amlez explains that they spoke specifically in the public square, a place where nobody would suspect them of speaking about vital matters pertaining to the king. Pasuk Zayin, Vayagid lo Mordechai es kol asher korohu, and Mordechai told him everything that happened to him, ve'es poroshas ha-kesef, and the explanation of the money, Asher Omar Homon Lishkoil al Ginzei HaMelech, that Homon promised to weigh out and give to the treasury of the king, by Yehudim la'abdom, in order to destroy the Jews. And Rashi explains, Poroshas HaKesef, Pirush HaKesef, the explanation of the silver. That is, Mordechai wanted to make it clear to Esther that bribing Achashverosh would not help. As we see, Achashverosh was reluctant to accept the 10,000 kikar kesef offered to him by Haman. That is the pshat in Poroshas HaKesef, the explanation why offering a bribe of money was useless. According to the Alshech, Poroshas HaKesef also means the explanation of the kesef, but he offers a different pshat. Mordechai told Hasoch the explanation of the number of 10,000 kikar kesef which Haman picked. It wasn't a random number, like we explained earlier. It was to counteract the shkolim that the Jews gave previously. Mordechai felt that it was critical to inform Esther the nature of the threat. Haman was trying to uproot and counteract the previous shkolim of Klal Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer learns differently, and he explains Poroshas HaKesef to mean the episode of the Kesef, the episode of the money. Poroshas from a lashon of parsha, like a parsha in the Torah, an episode. Mordechai told Hasoch about the episode involving the money, where Haman made an offer to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh refused it. It appears, says the Chasam Sofer, that the discussion of the money between Haman and Achashverosh was completely private, just between Haman and the king. Mordechai, however, was informed of this episode by means of Ruach HaKodesh, and he decided that it might be beneficial to Esther to know about this private meeting. This information might come in handy in the future, because it might be able to be used to discredit Haman. In fact, this is exactly what happened. The Megillah says further in Perek Zayin, when Esther pleaded to Achashverosh, she said, "Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami, we have been sold, me and my nation." And what was Achashverosh's response? "Mi hu zeh v'yezehu, who is this person? Where is the one who dared to do such a thing?" Isn't it strange that the king should react this way? After all, didn't he know that Haman wanted to sell the Jews to slaughter? Is it possible that Achashverosh forgot the whole incident? Rather, as we explained earlier, Haman made this offer in private, and the king rejected it because he did not want to look greedy in the eyes of his nation. So now, suddenly, when Achashverosh heard Esther say there had been a sale, "Ki nimkarnu, we have been sold," that implied that money did actually change hands. And Achashverosh, being the one who was against the transaction, became furious, knowing that this discussion was held in private. Is it possible that Haman is going around spreading rumors that I took the money from him? Therefore, Achashverosh said, "Mi hu zeh? Who is this Haman to say such a lie? How can he incriminate me to say that I took the money, which I clearly rejected?" And that is the pshat in the words Vesparoshas HaKesef. Mordechai told Esther the episode of the money, because this will turn out very useful to cause Achashverosh to get angry at Haman. Because by Esther saying, "Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami," that me and my nation have been sold, Achashverosh took that maybe Haman was spreading rumors that Achashverosh actually took the money. And this caused him to get so angry at Haman that he ordered him to be hung. Mordechai told Hasach, "By Yehudim la'abedom," the plan was to destroy the Jews. Vilna Gaon explains that Mordechai revealed to Esther that although the public copies of the decree mentioned only that the Goyim should be ready for that day, as the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalid, "Liyois asidim layem azeh," to be ready and prepared for that day, and does not mention anything about killing. However, Mordechai said the true intent was by Yehudim la'abdom, to destroy the Jews. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Ches, Vespashegen ksav hados, and the text of the decree, Ashenitan b'Shushan, that was given in Shushan, lahashmidom, to destroy them. As we mentioned earlier, the word destruction was not part of the document. This was added by Mordechai, because this was what was implied by the letter. So the text of the decree implied to destroy the Jews. And this text, Nosan Loi, Mordechai gave to Asoch, Laharoi says Esther, to show to Esther, Ulahagidlo, and to inform her, Ulitzavois Oleho, and to command her, Lavayel Amelech, to come to the king, Leishananloi, to plead with him, Ulevakesh Milafonov Al Amo, to beg him to save her people. Vayovoi Hasoch, and Asoch came, Vayagid Le Esther Eis Divrei Mordechai, and he told Esther the words of Mordechai. Vatoimer Esther lahasoch, and Esther said to Asoch, Vatetzavehu, and she commanded him, El Mordechai, to go to Mordechai and say, Kol Avdei Amelech, all the servants of the king, Ve'am Medinois Hamelech, and the nations of the king's provinces, Yoideim, they all know, Asher Kol Ish Ve'isha, that any man or woman, Asher Yoveh El Amelech, who approaches the king, El Echotzer Apnimis, to the inner courtyard, Asher Lo Yikore, without being summoned, Achas dosoi, there is but one law for him, lahomis, to be killed. Levad me asher yoshed lehamelech eshavet hazov, except for the one who the king extends for him his golden scepter. V'choyo, he may live. Va'ani lo nikresi lovo el hamelech zeh shloshim yoim. However, I have not been called to come to the king for the past 30 days. So Esther refused to listen to Mordechai and go to the king. Vayagidu leMordechai es divrei Esther. And they told Mordechai the words of Esther. The Pasuk does not say, and he, Hasoch, told Mordechai the words of Esther. Rather, the Pasuk says, Vayagidu, and they told Mordechai the words of Esther. But Hasoch himself did not go back to Mordechai. Hasoch did not want to relay back to Mordechai the bad news of Esther's refusal to carry out Mordechai's request. And therefore Esther had to send her message with other people. And from here the Gemara learns, She'ein meishivin al hakalkolo. When sent on a mission, one should not report back with bad news. Vayomer Mordechai, and Mordechai said, Lahoshev al Esther, to reply back to Esther, Al tedami v'nafshech, do not imagine to yourself, lihimoled beis hamelech, that you will be able to escape in the king's palace, mikol ha-Yehudim, more than the rest of the Jews. Ki imacharesh tacharishi, because if you will remain silent, bo'is hazois at this time, revach v'atzoa yamod la-Yehudim mimokim acher, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews from another place. Va'atu ve'sovich toivedu, and you and your father's house will perish. Umi yodea, and who knows, im lo'ez kozois, if at this time next year, he got Lamalchus, you will still retain your royal position. Mordechai told Esther that Hashem has many means at his disposal to save Klal Yisrael, and Hashem could send a foreign king to wage war against Achashverosh and kill him, and those living in the king's palace would be in the greatest danger. And that is what Mordechai said, Revach v'hatzolo yamoid la'Yehudim, the foreign king will save the regular Jews. However, va'at u'beisovich toivedu, you and your father's house will perish, because as queen, you will be killed along with the king. The pasuk says, "Va'at ubeisavich toivedu," you and your father's house will perish. Why would Esther's silence cause her father's house to perish? The Alshulch explains that Shaul HaMelech was instructed to destroy the entire people of Amalek, but out of Rachmanis, Shaul spared the life of their leader Agag. The next morning, Shmuel HaNavi killed Agag and gave Shaul Musar for not following his instructions. The preceding night, however, Agag married a maid who gave birth to the ancestor of Haman. Mordechai reminded Esther that she was a descendant of Shaul HaMelech and she became queen only through the Yad Hashem. By bringing about the downfall of Haman, she would remove the sin of Shaul HaMelech. However, if the salvation of the Jews came about through other means, her father's house would perish due to Shaul HaMelech's sin many years earlier. Mordechai was telling Esther that you now have the opportunity to rectify Shaul HaMelech's sin. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, Al Tadami V'Nafshech, do not think to yourself. Al Techashvi, Al Tadami means Al Techashvi, do not think. Kamoi, just like the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, V'hoyo Kasher Dimisi, and it will be just like I thought. Al Tadami V'Nafshech, Zok Rashi, Al Tehi Sevura, do not think, lihimoleit biyom ha'ariga beveis ha'melech, that you will be able to escape on the day of the massacre in the king's palace. She'ein ata roitza l'sakin es atzmecha achshav, because you do not want to endanger yourself now, ala sofek, by risking lovei el ha'melech shalei b'rishus, by coming before the king without permission. Umi yodea im le'ez kozois higat l'malchus, zok Rashi, umi yodea, and who knows, im yachboitz beich ha'melech l'shono habo, if the king will want you in the coming year, Shehuzman Ha'ariga, which is the time of the scheduled massacre. Le'ez Kazois at this time, Shehuya Imed Benisan, right now it was the month of Nisan, Uzman Ha'ariga, and the scheduled date of the massacre, Be'adar L'shona Habo, was to be in the month of Adar in the coming year. So who knows, Im Higat L'malchus, Im Tagi L'gedula, She'at Bo'achshav, if you will still attain the greatness that you are enjoying right now. And the pasuk continues, Vatomer Esther lohoshiv el Mordechai, and Esther said to reply to Mordechai, Lech kinoises kol ha-Yehudim ha-nimtzim b'Shushan. So go now and gather all the Jews that are found in Shushan. Vitzumu alai, and let them fast for me. Val teichlu val tishtu, and let them not eat nor drink. Shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim, for 3 days, night and day. Gam aniv na'aroisai otum kein, and also me and my maidens will also fast like this. Uvechein, and then avoy el ha-melech asher lo kados, will I come before the king, contrary to the law, that does not allow me to come before the king without permission. Vecha asher ovarati, and just like I have begun my destructive path by going before the king without permission, avarati, my path may end with my destruction, and I might die. The Gemara in Megillah explains this pasuk differently. Uvechein avoy el ha-melech, now I will come before the king, asher lo chados, against the law of the Torah, because until now I had relations with Achashverosh be'oines. I was forced. But now I am going birotzoin, with my own consent. And the halacha states that a married woman who has relations with another man becomes usher to her husband. Therefore, ka'asher ovadati, just like I am lost from my father's house, Esther was an orphan from the time she was born. Ovadati, I will become lost from you, Mordechai, my husband, because I am voluntarily having relations with Achashverosh now, and I will become prohibited to you from now on. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tazayin, Asher lo chados, against the law. So Rashi starts off with the simple meaning, She'ein dos lichones asher lo yikore. It is against the law for somebody who was not summoned to come before the king. Then Rashi brings down the Gemara, Umedrash Agada, Asher lo chados, what does it mean against the law? Against the law of the Torah, She'ad ato ba'ones, until now I was forced to have relations with him. The Achsha Berotzoin, now I am willfully doing it, and therefore it is loy kados, against the law of the Torah. Mecha asher ovadati ovadati, and again Rashi starts off with the simple meaning, Mecha asher ischalti leilech liibud, just like I have begun my destructive path, eilech lomus, I might end up being killed. And then Rashi brings down the Gemara, Umedrash Chachamim, ka asher ovadati, mi beis abo, just like I was lost from my father's house, I was an orphan, oyved mimcha, I will be lost from you. Now that I am willfully having relations with a guy, ani asur lecha, I will be asur to you. Kasher avadati, avadati, I will become lost from you, Mordechai. Esther told Mordechai, Lech kinoises kol ha-Yehudim, go gather all the Jews. As we mentioned earlier, Haman said that the Jews don't have protection from Hashem because they are mefuzar u'mefayrad, dispersed and lack unity. Therefore, to rectify that, Esther said, Lech kinois, come together ba'achtus, and that will be our power against Haman. Also, Mayam Leiz explains that typically the most important part of a fast day is the tefillah and tzedakah. However, over here, where they wanted a kapara for eating and drinking by the party of Achashverosh, the abstaining from eating and drinking here was a vital part of their kapara. The Chida in Sefer Nachal Eshkol asks, why does Esther use the word kinois to say that the Jews should assemble? Instead, she should have used the word hakel, which is the term used in the Torah. Chida answers that the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis explains Yitzchok's words, Hakoil kol Yaakov v'hayodayim yidei Esav, that Yaakov's power is with koil, tefillah, and Esav's power is with yodayim, his murderous hands. The Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Samachay, Ois Chof says that when there is a koil of tefillah by Yaakov, then the yodayim yidei Esav don't have any power. The gematria of the word kinois equals 136, which is the same numerical value as the word koil. Esther was telling Mordechai, kinois, gather together all the Jews in tefillah with a koil, and then Haman's plans will be nullified. When there is a koil tefillah of Yaakov, then there isn't any power to the Yadayim Yidei Esav. Esther said, Gam ani v'na'aroisai otzum, also me and my maidens will fast. Since she was talking about herself and her maidens, instead of otzum, I will fast, she should have said notzum, we will fast. Sefer HaChaim answers that Esther asked Mordechai to encourage all the Jews to fast, adding that she would also fast together with her maidens. In reality, however, she could only promise for herself and not for them, because even if they promised to fast, they could technically violate this and eat privately and secretively. Therefore, she told Mordechai, even though I will instruct my maidens to fast, I can only guarantee Otzum that I will fast, but I cannot give a guarantee for them. We must understand that once Esther said, Vitzumu alai, and you should fast for me, why did she need to add, Ve'al teichlu ve'al tishtu, do not eat or drink? Isn't that obvious? In Sefer Tal Le'Oreis, he explains that Rashi tells us further on that the three-day fast came out on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan, which includes the Seder night. The people might have thought that although they would fast, still when the Seder came, they would eat matzah and drink the four cups of wine. Therefore, Esther told them, Sumu alai, fast for me, ve'al toichlu, and do not even eat matzah, ve'al tishtu, and do not drink the Dalet Kaisas. who says that they did eat matzah that night, because in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, one needs to eat a kezias. On the other hand, if a person is obligated to fast, he is not considered to have broken his fast until he has eaten double that amount, the amount of a kezias, which is equal to two kezaisim. Therefore, says the Aruch Lener, that it was possible for them to eat the kezias matzah and to be yoytze mitzvahs matzah and still not be considered as if they broke their fast. In Sefer Yaris Devashi asks, why did Esther tell Mordechai that the Jews should fast for 3 days and three nights? Why specifically 3 days and three nights? And the answer is, because the Avera that caused Haman to rise to power was the fact that the Jews were nene they enjoyed from the Suda of Achashverosh. The Suda lasted for 7 days. However, says the Yaris Devash, the seventh and final day of the Suda was Shabbos, and since the festivities were held in a garden, the Jews refrained from coming out of fear that they might be over the Shabbos by pouring liquids on the ground and being over an Isser Shabbos. Therefore, they only attended the first 6 days of the party and not the seventh day. So since this fasting was to atone for that Suda, Esther told Mordechai that the Jews should fast for 3 days and three nights, which would atone for the 6 days that they attended the party. And the pasuk continues, Vayavar Mordechai. In Hebrew, Vayavar can mean to transgress, to be over an Avera, or it can mean to cross over. Rav Masechta Megillah holds that it means that Mordechai transgressed the halacha by fasting on Yontif, because the 3 days of fasting included the first day of Pesach. Shmuel held that the word means to cross over, because Mordechai crossed over the river that divided Shushan the capital and Shushan the city where the Jews lived. As the Yaris Devash explains, that it was not permitted for the Jews who lived in Shushan to live in Shushan Habira, Shushan the capital. Mordechai, who lived in Shushan Habira, had to cross the river into Shushan the city in order to assemble the Jews. So the pasuk says, Vayavar Mordechai. Either Mordechai was over the law of fasting on Yontif, or Mordechai crossed over the river. Vayas kechol asher tzivisa olav Esther, and he did everything that Esther commanded him. Zok Rashi pasuk yudzayin, Vayavar Mordechai. And Rashi is going with the shita of Rav, Vayavar Mordechai al dos. Mordechai was over the halacha, lisanes biyontif rishon shel Pesach, by fasting on the first day of Pesach. Shehisna, because they fasted, Yudal ben Nisan, Vitesvav, Vitesayin, on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan. Shehare biyam yud gimel nichtivu asfarim, because on the 13th day of Nisan, the letters were written and sent out. So on the 14th, 15th, and 16th, they fasted. And therefore he was over on the halacha by fasting on the first day of Pesach.